Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hey everybody, welcome to the press. Welcome to the first of three shows this week. I'm Ryan Balaji. We're going to talk about the Charles Schwab Challenge for this first show. We're going to do shows a little out of order this week. Just because I'm going to get these two back-to-back, we're going to do our kind of first reads on the Charles Schwab Challenge in this show. The next one will be everything else for this week, which is basically just the DP World Tour event. That'll be a short episode as well. And then this evening, I will do the model and horse for course and all of that good stuff that we normally do as our middle show. Just kind of everything fell out of place. I have my wedding anniversary tomorrow, so please don't tell anybody, but I was kind of doing some work on that today. Get the gift that I made together. So things had to be a little fluid today. So, all right, let's get into the Charles Schwab Challenge. No real victory Monday or Tuesday thing here. No one that I know bets Xander Schauffele seriously. And Xander Schauffele won. Congratulations to him. I have nothing against Xander Schauffele. Hey, the guy won the big one after letting a bigger purse get slipped through his hands from the week prior. He's been playing great golf all year. Pays it off. Makes the big putt. Good for him. That's cool. Like seeing stuff like that happen. So, spin forward. We're going to Colonial. We're going to Fort Worth to play the Charles Schwab Challenge. This golf course is significantly different than in years past. After the last year's event, Gil Hance came in, conducted a renovation of the property, trying to get it to look a lot like the way that it looked in the late 1930s and kind of its, you know, heyday, kind of its the height of its architectural brilliance at the time, and took out a number of trees, took out a number of bunkers, made the course more playable day-to-day for the membership, not quite as overhanging in terms of trees over the fairway. I mean, I'm sure there's still some of that, but a lot more of the sight lines are open, wide open, and it's going to make the golf course a little bit easier, visually speaking, but the greens work that they did, Hance and his team, have probably made this golf course more difficult from a putting standpoint. There's still plenty of water in play. There's still plenty of opportunities to screw up your score. It's just a little bit friendlier for the day-to-day play at this golf course. So you need to know that ahead of time. That means the greens are probably going to be pretty firm and they're going to be pretty fast. Hance loves quick, setting up for quick greens, but also these greens aren't that mature, right? Like the dirt just has barely settled on them, which means it's just going to be firmer than usual. So that, at least this year, is going to be a big part of the challenge that these players face. So high ball hitters are good. We like those kinds of guys pretty much every week, but you're going to get the antithesis of what you got last week at Valhalla, a long, boring golf course that asked very simple questions. Hit it straight, make a fairly straight putt. This is probably not going to be quite like that. It's going to require the player to draw the ball, to cut the ball, to hit it low, to hit it high. Highs preferred. But you're going to have to hit some low and around some of these trees and the way the course was planted and built, right? So there's going to be some of that in all of this. Perry Maxwell did a great job creating this course, and you're going to see more of that architecture come out. He's one of probably the five best architects of all time. He doesn't have the same kind of acclaim, unfortunately, I think, as like an Alistair McKenzie. Certainly not like a C.B. McDonald kind of guy, but he deserves to be in that company, and this is a great golf course, and I'm glad Gil Hance and his team were hired to do a restoration, really a restovation or a renovation, I guess, you know, a combination of those two things. That's kind of what he does. He restores based on historic drawings and the old architecture, but then also tries to spin it forward for the modern game of golf. So you're going to get the best of both worlds here with Gil Hance. Should be great. A buddy of mine just played Oakmont today which Gil Hance also did. I mean, he's doing everything. And that thing looks incredible. So this should be a treat this week. That all said, we got a good field. You know, have like 30 of the world top 50 playing this week. Victor Hovland withdrew. That's okay. I wasn't really thinking about betting him before the tournament, before the PGA Championship. He's going to take a week, get things settled with Joe Mayo. We may want to pencil him in to use in a major. Certainly want to pencil him in, if not those, in the playoffs. It seems to be his time of year to shine, is once you kind of get to May and beyond. That is Victor Hovland time. Before then, not so much. But we're getting to his time of year, so we're going to have to think about him. But we don't use him this week. We're not going to play him this week because he withdrew. So you got 132 player field. This is a tournament that really should be 120 players, but it's 132. And again, good field. So let's look at the top of the table. You're going to see some pretty bad values this week, to be honest with you. This is not my favorite event to bet for a variety of reasons, including what we're about to talk about. So Scottie Scheffler is plus 280 to win. Plus 280. That's Tiger stuff. That's insane. Unbettable number. Even though I think he could very easily win, but I also think there's plenty of reason to not bet him at all in any context. Win top 5, top 10, 20, 30, 40. I don't care. Any. Because the crash that happened on Saturday at Valhalla may happen in a bigger way this week. He wasn't arraigned on Tuesday in Louisville. The charges weren't dropped yet. I mean, they're going to be, I'm pretty sure. But they haven't been dropped yet. And that means that's kind of still hanging over his head. He's going back and being a dad to his young son. That's something that's going to bring him a lot of joy, but may take his head out of the game a little bit. Got to compartmentalize that stuff. I just don't think this is he's doing this because he is a loyal Texan. And in the same vein of Jordan Spieth, who's playing this week too. I don't even think he would play. If this were in Oklahoma, he'd be like, see you guys later. So I'm going to take him out of it. Even if he wins, unbettable number. Colin Morikawa, 12-1. Love it. Loves this golf course. Loves this venue. Putting is going to be a challenge because the guys aren't going to know the greens. I think that works to his benefit. 12-1 is not bad, but again, a little short. Max Homa, 18-1. Had a nice major at Valhalla. Think it's worth playing. Kind of likes these sort of tree-lined courses. I can get behind that. Your only true horse-for-course play here is Jordan Spieth. Four of the last five times he's been in the top 15. That doesn't mean you have to play him or have to like that he's 20-1, but that's the reality of the situation. He is a horse-for-course and a guy who really likes this event. Tony Finau is not quite into that same company. He's 25-1, and I think he's a great value play this week. Great play. Hopefully you got him early. A lot of money came in on him. He's been playing good to great golf at times. I thought he had a very good PGA. He's kind of alternating between good events and mediocre ones, so hypothetically due for a mediocre one, but does have a good track record here. Plays well in the state of Texas. I think you can get behind him here. Harris English, same thing. Great ball striker. Likes the tree-lined courses. Doesn't have to be especially long. Cool with all that. 28-1 sounds good to me. Sungjae, Siwoo, Minwoo, and Brian Harman are all 35. Of those, I would take Brian Harman. Crappy first round of Valhalla on a course that's really not built for him and his game. He likes to work the ball. If he can just kind of get past the driver struggles of the first 2 days, I think you're going to like the result of having him at 35-1. I really like Denny McCarthy here. I think he's been playing very good golf. Missed at the Valhalla, but I didn't even think he had a prayer there. He doesn't hit it that long, and he's not the best driver of the golf ball. So I think he can get around here without having his many drivers. Just get himself in a play, give himself a chance. Billy Horschel is going to be a very popular pick this week at 40-1. He's that same number as Sepp Straka, Tom Hoagie, and Christian Bezuidenhout. I do like Christian's game a lot. I think he could play very well here. Probably could win. Hoagie, same thing. Could play very well here. Could win. This is the kind of course that he likes. I like to comp this course in a lot of ways to Harbortown because of the looks you get off the tee. The green complexes are quite different. The greens here are much bigger. Who knows what we're going to get with the Hance work, but they're better targets. And Hoagie played very well there until the absolute last hole of the tournament. So Hoagie could be interesting. Horschel's played great all year. Had a really nice final round at Valhalla. 40-1 makes sense to me. There, Tom Dietrich, I think, is someone who's going to get a lot of money this week. I don't think he's going to love this venue. I just don't think it lines up for the way he plays. He wants to play Smash Ball. This is not Smash Ball. But a guy who is also 45-1 that loves this venue and had a great week last week is Justin Rose. So I will play Justin Rose at 45-1. Austin Eckroat's an interesting play at 45-1 because he won on a course that is perceived to be tight. It's not tight, but it's perceived to be tight in terms of playability at PGA National. Different kind of setup, right? Different. It's Florida versus Texas golf. There are all kinds of things there. But Eckroat played his collegiate golf at Oklahoma State, knows how to play in the wind. He's probably seen this place a couple times. I'm willing to roll with him at 45-1, him and Rose. I think you can get some good value this week from guys like that. Matt McNeely had a pretty nice week. I like Chris Kirk at 50-1 quite a bit. Akshay blew up in our face very quickly at Valhalla, but I still think he could play very well here. I probably will not bet him again because I have a tendency to not bet guys in a row after they kind of wet the bed for me, but I do like him at that number. Aaron Rye had a very nice week. He's 50-1. I'm not going to bet him. A lot of people like Lee Hodges. He has been bet down drastically. I mean, he was like 120-1. He's 60-1. I know he's playing pretty good golf. I don't perceive. I mean, 60-1 is out of hand. There's no value there unless he's 100-1 or greater and you can find him at that number. Have at it. But otherwise, unbettable. Adam Schenck, 75-1, playing pretty good golf. I like him here at 75-1. Ryo Hesetsun had a pretty nice week. We talked about him at the PGA, not necessarily being a full confidence bet, but maybe an interesting bet at 90-1. I thought he had a very good week. Doug Gim, Davis Thompson, Daniel Berger, 80-1. No thank you to any of them. Cam Davis is 90-1. No thanks. Sam Stevens. Bob McIntyre is a really interesting play here at 100-1. Had a pretty good PGA championship. I think he's getting disrespected here. If it gets windy, I like it. It's probably not going to get windy. The weather forecast for this week is hot, hot, and hotter. It's supposed to be like 87 on Thursday, into the 90s the remaining 3 days, 95 on Sunday. So for a guy from Scotland playing in 95-degree weather, probably doesn't sound all that appealing. I mean, I know it can get that hot in Scotland, but can it get that hot? That hot? Like Texas 95 hot? I don't know. So that may be uncomfortable, but I do like his game. I do like the form that he has right now. He's been playing pretty good golf of late. So interesting play at 100-1, I think. Scroll down a little bit more. You're defending champion. We're almost in like a Matt Every situation. Defending champion, Emiliano Grillo is 110-1. Guy doesn't win. It's a miracle he won last year. He probably shouldn't have won. S.H. Kim is 130-1. Got into the PGA. And okay, nothing happened there, but I think he is playing very good golf. I do like him 130-1. I really want to love Ryan Fox at weeks in a row, but this is not the golf course for him. I don't think 130-1, probably wouldn't bet that pre-tournament, but if you see some things you like, see maybe if he responds to the golf course well. I think he's a guy to dial in on. He's playing good golf I think he is playing very good golf. Worth a look. And then after that, you start to kind of get into some problematic, I mean, guys that are almost unbettable. I love Matty Schmid, 250-1, maybe for funsies, for like a $5 bet, $2 bet, something like that. Alejandro Toste, 250-1, may have to get in on it. He is going to be peacocking around this golf course all freaking week. He was so happy with himself to drive that green on, 13 or whatever it was, in the final round of the PGA. He knows everyone knows he did it. He's going to want to show off. I kind of love that play at 250-1. And if you don't like him to win 18-1 on a top 10 in a tournament that produces lots of weird leaderboards, sign me up. Then after that, I think that's well enough. Maybe Chandler Phillips. He's kind of interesting. 350-1 if you're trying to make a super long shot. Other than that, everything else is, in my view, untouchable. And just in case you're curious, Michael Block's playing this week again in this tournament. Second year running, 2,500-1. Unreal. Wesley Bryan actually is kind of interesting at 800-1. I'm almost interested enough to play him at that number. Even for $5. Might do it. Playing okay. Not great, but okay. And his one PGA Tour win is on the comp course that I think of when I think about Colonial. I'm willing to go there with it. So that's where the board is. Again, I think your best value plays are in your 40s, maybe a couple guys in the 50s, maybe a couple guys, 75 in Adam Schenck. Mark Hubbard had a really nice week. He's 65-1. He tends to like these kinds of golf courses and had a very nice year. He has not moved in the way Lee Hodges has. If you're going to compare Lee Hodges and Mark Hubbard, I'll take Mark Hubbard all darn day. So maybe he's worth a play as well. Consider a Bob McIntyre, perhaps. He may specifically not like the heat. S.H. Kim is worth a look. Ryan Fox is worth a look. And then I'm probably going to get down with Wesley Bryan at 800-1, even though he probably has no chance to win. I'm willing to go that far with it. Again, we don't talk a lot about derivative plays week to week here. 20s, 30s, and 40s, I don't find them entertaining. I bet golf because I want the big payout, not because I want, if I'm betting a top 20 bet, I got to get down to Max Homa at even money for a top 20. Maybe if you like a Tony Finau plus 130 on that number, maybe you like a Tom Hoagie or Billy Horschel. Those are guys to like for the whole thing. But also if you like them in a top 20, plus 175, plus 180, that's fine. Justin Rose, plus 190, get down with that. I mean, those are the three guys I really, really like to win the tournament. So if you're thinking Hoagie, Horschel, and Rose, get in there. Maybe you want to have a backup bet. I don't like doing that kind of thing. I'm just going to go bet live NBA games. It's just what I do. Or baseball nerfies and yerfies. Those types of things. So for me, if I need quick money, I'm going to go chase it with one of those types of things. Not lock up my money for 4 days on a plus 130 bet on Tony Finau when I can just go ahead and go bet a nerfie I like and get the money I want. So that's why I don't tend to like these types of things. In terms of their tournament props, I want to bring that up here just so we can talk about it. Let's talk about round props real quick. There are some interesting over-under scores. I haven't seen a lot of these recently on DraftKings, so these are kind of cool. This is a par 70 golf course, so basically the over-unders are you're going to break par, you're going to break par by quite a bit. Brian Harman, round one score, over-under, 68.5. Over 68.5, minus 160. I think that's kind of a value. I kind of like plus 115 on that under total. Under 69.5 for Justin Rose, minus 145, over 69.5 at plus 105. There's one. I mean, you can put those together if you would like, if the book will let you. So Max Homa, over 68.5, minus 130, under minus 110. That's not such a fun one. Denny, they project to have a good week. First round, over 69.5. Plus 115, under 69.5, minus 160. I get down with that being under par, but I just don't like the odds. But if you want to read into some of these a little bit, I think these kind of give you an idea of how the book thinks the player might do. And sometimes they don't work exactly in... They don't have to be taken under themselves. Let's put it that way. Like, how they rate a player for the first round, yes, they score differently in rounds 1 and 2 versus 3 and 4, right? However, if you're looking to try to figure out what they think about a player, they think Denny is going to shoot at least under par in round one, at least give him a good chance, right? So you have him sitting there in the minus 160 range to break par. Well, I mean, if you think with the golf tournament being what it is, it'll be firm and fast, that you've got a new golf course. Last year, winning score was, what, like 8-9 under par. Maybe you get that again this year where you get 8-9 under par wins. Well, all of a sudden, if you do four rounds like that, you're not that far off. So maybe there's a projected value in Denny McCarthy that you didn't see before because of that. Same thing with Justin Rose, minus 145 to break par. Okay, cool. That means he's probably going to contend. So at least in their eyes. So that's better than the probably plus 4,500, plus 4,000 that you're getting on them. So think about that when you're trying to read through all of this data. It's just kind of interesting to see some of those disparities from time to time. And it doesn't always pay off, right? Like, it doesn't always. But if you see those, then you might get a better feeling of the total view of a book on a player. Or they may have liabilities on a player in the outright market, but in this market, they don't. So they're trying to tell you, hey, there's people betting these guys for a reason. Or stay away from them. We've got a juicy price on this guy, or not so juicy price on this guy, because we've taken money on him, not because we think he's actually going to win. So those are important things to keep in mind. Tournament props, I just mentioned that. Didn't get to it right away. Winning margin. One stroke exactly in a playoff, I like quite a bit this week. Plus 200, plus 350. I think we talked about that last week, and we almost got it. I like it here at this venue, too. It just tends to keep guys close. It's a golf course guys don't know as well. I think that's your play this week if you're interested in such things. All right, that's going to do it for us for this edition of the show. Like I said, just a few minutes, I'm going to hit stop recording. I'm going to do the DP World Tour event show, which is not going to be very long, but we'll talk about it very briefly, the Soudal Open over in Belgium. And then we will do a show later on this evening around the model and horse for course and course history and all that good stuff around Colonial. So we'll have all three shows done on Tuesday, and then you can consume them however you would like. And thank you for consuming them at all. It's really great. You email me, ryan@thegolfnewsnet.com, Twitter, Threads, X, Instagram, Blue Sky at Ryan Ballingy, Facebook and YouTube, Ryan Ballingy Golf. YouTube, you can find Golf News Net, and just search Golf News Net, and then Golf News Net's on all of the services at the handle Golf News Net. And join us for $40 a year or $10 for a week. Someone did that. Hey, kudos to you. You made your choice. That's fine. $10 for the week it is. But you can join for $40 for the year, and you'll get everything that we do for those $40, which I think is a great value for the course of a year. All right, we'll be back in a little bit. We'll talk to you next time on The Press.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.